SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Cobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Kegiatan tahunan Gathering of the Gamelans telah digelar pada Sabtu 8 November di Collingwood Town Hall di Melbourne. Acara tersebut menghadirkan 11 kelompok seni Indonesia di Victoria. Saya berkesempatan hadir dan berbincang dengan salah satu pemain gamelan, Rohan Ayer. Berikut perbincangan kami. Rohan adalah musisi yang menekuni berbagai bentuk seni musik Indonesia. Ia tampil dengan 4 kelompok, Putra Panji Asmara, Melbourne Community Gamelan, Reok Jangkar Bumi, dan Sekar Kidul. Bersama 4 kelompok ini, Rohan memainkan alat musik yang berbeda, yaitu gender, sitar, kendang, kacapi indu, dan kacapi rincik. Rohan juga menjabat sebagai Presiden Melbourne Community Gamelan, sebuah komunitas gamelan lintas usia dan lintas budaya.
My name is Rohan Ayer, and I'm a musician. I play many different types of Indonesian musical art forms, which is why I'm here at the Gathering of the Gamelans today. So today I played with 4 groups. The first was Putra Panji Asmara, which is a Topeng Cirebon group. I did senggak with them, which is like vocables, like yelling, screaming vocables. Then second, I played with Melbourne Community Gamelan. We play Central Javanese gamelan music, and I played 3 instruments with them. I played gender, sitar, and kendang. Then third, I played with Reog Jangkar Bumi. We play music from East Java, Ponorogo. I played kenong with them. And finally, I played with Sekar Kidul, which is a kacapi suling group from West Java. I played kacapi indung and kacapi rincik. I am the president of the MCG. So we've got people of varying ages. Our youngest member is 4, our oldest member is over 80, and we've got many different cultures represented, but what brings everyone together is the desire to learn more about Central Javanese music and to perform it to the best of their abilities. So it's just the love of the music and the culture that brings together people from different backgrounds to MCG.
Rohan mengatakan ia juga memainkan musik barat. Ia adalah pemain tuba profesional. Selain itu, Rohan memainkan instrumen tiup kuningan bernada rendah dalam genre musik rakyat Eropa Timur, termasuk Balkan Brass dan Klezmer.
I play Western music as well. I'm a tuba player, a classically trained tuba player. And I also play tuba and other low brass instruments in Eastern European folk music genres, such as Balkan brass and klezmer, which is Eastern European Jewish wedding music.
Rohan mengatakan ia lahir di Australia dari keluarga Tamil India Selatan dan sempat tinggal di Singapura. Ketika ditanya awal ketertarikannya pada gamelan, ia menjelaskan bahwa di Singapura banyak sekolah, termasuk sekolahnya, memiliki ansambel gamelan. Ia mulai bermain sejak kelas 6 dan menjelang akhir masa sekolah kian mendalaminya dengan membaca literatur serta mempelajari repertoar yang lebih menantang.
I was born in Australia. My parents are South Indian Tamil. They moved to Australia. I was born in Australia, but when I was really young, we moved to Singapore. So I grew up in Singapore, but my cultural background is South Indian Tamil. So in Singapore, there's quite a strong tradition of gamelan because there's a significant Malay population and a lot of them play gamelan. So a lot of schools in Singapore have different types of gamelan. So at my school, we had a half of a Central Javanese gamelan. So from middle school, I started playing. That's around grade 6. And then by the time I got to the end of my schooling, I started getting more interested in gamelan. I started reading more books and articles about it. And I wanted to learn more about the music and play more difficult repertoire. So that's how it started.
Ketika ditanya mengenai perbedaan utama antara musik barat, khususnya klasik dan tradisi musik Indonesia, Rohan mengatakan musik barat bertumpu pada tradisi tertulis di mana pemain membaca partitur saat memainkan musik. Sebaliknya, banyak tradisi Indonesia dipelajari melalui pendengaran dan penyesuaian di panggung. Menurutnya, kedua tradisi tersebut tidak berlawanan, justru saling melengkapi.
Okay, so I think one of the biggest differences is that in Western, particularly classical music, it is a written tradition. So there'll be music in front of you and you're learning how to read it and then you're just reading and playing basically. But with a lot of Indonesian traditions, there isn't much reading whilst playing. There is sometimes notation for the purposes of learning, but when you're playing, you've just got to do it by ear and listen to what's going around you and adapt to what's happening. So that's what I'd say is the biggest difference. Prescriptive versus descriptive musical traditions. It doesn't really contrast, it adds to the entire holistic approach of being a well-rounded musician. So I feel if you've got a little bit of both worlds, the experience in many different genres, you just become a better listener, a better musician, a better person.
O'Reilly Auto Parts puede ayudarte a revisar tu Luz Check Engine, Luz ABS o Luz de mantenimiento con O'Reilly Veriscan. El servicio es gratis y recibirás un informe con soluciones verificadas por técnicos maestros certificados ASE. Si necesitas ayuda, O'Reilly Auto Parts te puede recomendar un taller. Pregunta por O'Reilly Veriscan hoy mismo. O'Reilly
Auto Parts. Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Rohan saat ini sedang menempuh pendidikan S3 di bidang musikologi dan etnomusikologi di University of New South Wales dengan fokus disertasi pada Tanjidor Betawi. Saya penasaran dengan pilihan topik tersebut dan menanyakan apa yang membuatnya tertarik mendalami Tanjidor Betawi meski ia bukan berlatar belakang Indonesia. Berikut penjelasan Rohan.
As you know, I'm a tuba player and I'm a gamelan musician. So Tanjidor Betawi is one of the few genres in Indonesia that combines aspects of European brass or wind music and local, more indigenous tradition. So that's one of the reasons I was drawn to Tanjidor. And because on the island of Java, the traditions of the Betawi people are not studied as much compared to the Central Javanese or the Sundanese or even the East Javanese, you know. So I wanted to do an in-depth study of the Betawi musical tradition. And I'll also say the tuba, the helicon, is a important symbol for Tanjidor Betawi. So as a tuba player, that drew me to it instantly.
Ketika ditanya bagaimana identitasnya yang berlapis membentuk cara ia memahami atau mengekspresikan musik, Rohan mengatakan sebagai etnomusikolog yang utama adalah konteks budaya dari musik yang dimainkan.
That's a deep question. So I think as an ethnomusicologist, it's important to understand the cultural contexts of the music you're playing. So once you've amassed all these skills and experiences, it's important to select the ones that are relevant to the context, the cultural context of the music you're performing.
Rohan mengatakan ia lebih dulu menekuni musik, kemudian belajar bahasa Indonesia, mengenal komunitas Indonesia, serta mengenal mitologi dan cerita-cerita budaya Indonesia.
Indonesian music introduced me to Indonesian food. It introduced me to the Indonesian language because I got into the music first. Only then did I start learning the language so I could communicate with musicians I wanted to learn from in Indonesia. It introduced me to food and just, it's just nice being with the community and sharing experiences and stories and learning about the mythology and cultural stories and yeah.
Ketika ditanya mengenai acara ini, Rohan menyatakan bahwa kegiatan tersebut sangat penting untuk mempererat hubungan dan menampilkan keragaman tradisi Indonesia kepada khalayak Australia. Mengingat jumlah sekolah yang menawarkan bahasa Indonesia menurun dan kesadaran publik Australia terhadap budaya Indonesia ikut merosot.
Indonesia and Australia have always been strong partners, but as of recent, I think the number of schools, for example, that offer the Bahasa Indonesia program is declining, and there's a general declining awareness of Indonesian cultures in Australia at present. So I think events like this are good to bolster that connection and to continue to demonstrate to Australian audiences the variety of Indonesian cultures and traditions that exist. If you know nothing about gamelan but you're intrigued for whatever reason, just come to a live performance and see what you make of it. You know, I think it's important that you've got to be there in person. You can't experience this sort of thing just through a recording or a video. You've got to come and be there in person, see what people are doing, see how people are interacting. And that way you can chat to the performers afterwards, and you might even end up joining one of those groups.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.